Hello and welcome to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. My name is Keith Ford, and across from me is The Dixie Difference.
And welcome back.
See, I just plugged your email address.
TheDixieDifference.com. You mean website.
You know me. I don't know the difference. Dixie Williford.
You're actually so computer literate there. Welcome to the show. I'm hoping everyone's having a great weekend.
You were trying to teach me something on a computer. It took like, you're looking at me, almost punched me in the head. I'm like,
oh my Lord. Oh my
I know how to
Lord.
Use a keyboard.
Okay, so yeah, I was just trying to show you like where to find a file and then where to email that file. And you turned around and looked at me like, oh my God, this is so many steps. And I'm like, oh my Lord.
You know, that's crazy. Thing. Oh my Lord. You would think that I would be like 103 how poor I am with computers.
Oh my Lord.
You know, like somebody who's never used them. I'm not that old, but I still just don't get it.
You know, for a bright man.
I can play video
games.
That
moment I was thinking you weren't so bright.
No. There's a few of those moments in my life, yes.
But
and that be one of them.
And well, you know, there are things that you know well, and yes, that's why like you're here with the radio show, because there's lots of things you know about plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
Yeah. And a pirate. I could be a pirate.
No, you could be a pirate. Yeah. Let's say a good pirate.
Yeah, sure.
Because pirates really aren't good people.
No, but
so
I could be a pirate.
You want to say you are a bad person?
No, I could be a pirate.
It's not even funny. If it would be more funny if it was around Halloween, but...
No, it's funny now because so you know what around Halloween, I'm
actually,
supposed to be a pirate.
I haven't told you this, but this reminds me. You know what I just ordered yesterday? Yes, of course, Keith. I love you.
All right, what
but
else?
I just ordered, I got sucked in and was on Facebook and somebody posted it. And then so I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then I jumped onto their website and I bought it. But my car, it has the back windshield wiper for your back windshield. And they have these little decals that you can add on to your windshield wiper.
Okay.
Like ones is like a, you know, Freddy Krueger's hand. And so it goes back and forth, or it has like a zombie hand that's been cut off, you know, and it waves back and forth as you have it on, or they have like logos, you know, they've got I think I've got a Santa. I ordered a couple of them. So they had a Santa hand that waves at you, so it's so that cute is, I can't is, wait to get them. I don't have them yet.
So adorable. Keep plugging for people who don't
I know. Well, I don't even remember what the website name
but
is,
go on the website and look for hands
that wave at you on your back windshield wiper. So well, hopefully it works and it's cute,
or you
and
have
I
a
just
back
didn't
windshield wiper.
Totally waste my money.
Right.
But anyway, what I want to talk about is lots of things we got to cover today. So getting back into focus, we've got lots of questions that we get into the field that people want answers, kind of those most frequently asked questions. And they do change throughout the year. So lots of frequently asked questions that we've been getting is about sump pump problems and what to do about them. We're going to address some of those today with you. So stay tuned. If you have a floody basement, we're going to talk about some issues and problems. And then how to solve those. So, and give you some good tips there. The other questions that we've been getting, because it's still been pretty darn hot, even though we've got some rain and a cool off, then the heat comes right back. And so most common questions asked about air conditioning, you know, the things like, when should I replace it? Can I tell, is it actually broken or can I repair it? Why is it freezing up? Some of those type of questions. So we're going to cover that. But before we
do... That's my favorite question.
I want to talk about...
You know that?
What's your favorite question? Freezing up?
Is it broken?
Oh.
Yeah, they say, is my air conditioner broken? I don't know. Is it working? Yeah. Okay. I don't understand the question. They're like, well, yeah, but I think it's broken. Based on what?
Right. If it's actually blowing the cold air, satisfying the thermostat, then it's technically not broken. But we do talk about things.
I do like that question.
That if it's not blowing cold air, then that's what we're going to address, that it is broken and how you can look at solving that yourself as the homeowner. And that's what we love to talk about on our show, is how you, the homeowner, can diagnose some of this stuff and fix it and repair it yourself before you have to call a company like APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
I love to talk about other stuff.
And then Keith likes to divert and talk about other stuff.
So what else you got? I know you got something down there because we have plans.
We have Monday plans, don't we? I wanted to talk about our monthly special of August, and then I want to talk about... Total Eclipse of the Heart. Okay,
that
was really bad.
You got laughed at by the office, right?
Yeah. No, well,
laughed at me because I said, okay, so Monday, just so you know that I do training on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So I said, Monday training is over and I'm not going to have it. And they go, really? Why? And I was like, because we're going to go see the eclipse.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they laughed at me. Like, you're taking off of training.
You're taking a day off of work.
Right, to go see the solar eclipse.
Well, I said, yeah, it was my choice. It was actually my choice. And you
There was sarcasm in there. Everybody understood that.
Well, I said, hey, do you want to go see the eclipse with us and the kids? And of course you were like, yeah. Do I get to have the day off? And then I said, yeah. And you're like, I'm there.
I don't think that's quite how it went. I think you said, I'm taking Monday off. You want to go with us?
Right. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I'll go with you. I want to work on myself.
So, somebody's got to stay back and, you know, take care of things.
Yeah.
But
that's what the Dixie Difference is.
Right.
DixieDifference.com.
So we've got lots of facts that we want to talk about to share because there's lots of frenzy going on because of where we're located in the United States and the fact that you can actually see a total eclipse
of the heart
coming up on Monday. Well, so, like, you know, this does not happen. And so it's kind of a big deal and a neat phenomenon to watch.
Right.
And if you just head a little bit north of the KC area. Okay, so I divert for a moment. I want to let folks know about our monthly special of August because you interrupted me there a second ago.
Constantly.
And absolutely. And that is free duct cleaning. Cleaning out all your, or sealing, I said that wrong. Duct sealing.
It's going to go, please don't make me go out there
all of
clean.
Your duct work for maximum efficiency to push the air where it needs to go instead of losing air through your duct work. And then in addition to that, we're going to make sure that you treat your air properly with a free air treatment from APW when purchasing a furnace and air conditioner combo.
Right.
And so if you call now, you can get your free estimate from APW 913-825-6600, or you can go to thedixiedifference.com. And we can get that free estimate, no cost, no obligation. Just got to give us a call before August is over to get your free estimate done for you.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, my installers, we had the meeting, and I explained what the Dixie Difference was this month.com. And so what they did was they said, hey, Keith, well, some of the ductwork seams are like on floor joists. What do we do? Or they're in walls. So I figured if they're going to ask me that question, so are consumers. So the answer is we ain't selling that. If we can't get to it, then we're unable to. So that's the important thing is to understand is that all of the ductwork you can see will end up sealing, but we can't get into walls. And that was one of the concerns. What if customers wanted us to open up the walls to seal them? And I said that would be a bad decision.
We don't want to cut your drywall, is
right.
What you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
I know you're being silly about that, but it is a serious note. So do you know that the first total solar eclipse in the United States was 38 years ago? So it was in February 26th of 1979.
I was there.
So unfortunately, from what I'm reading in my notes, not many people actually saw it because it clipped just 5 states in the Northwest, and the weather was kind of bleak at that time. And so before that one, you have to go back all the way to March 7th, 1970.
I saw it in Colorado.
So you probably did.
We had to wear a wee bit of
12?
13.
Okay.
We didn't wear glasses. We had that little like periscope type
of thing.
That's
what's wrong with you.
What's that?
You didn't wear glasses.
Oh.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
A lot
so
wrong
that is
with
something
me.
That, so a couple, you know, a PSA, if you will, a public service announcement. There you go. PSA. So is the fact that a lot of people have ordered glasses, specific glasses, on Amazon. And Amazon just recently corrected the fact that some of them were being advertised falsely. So they aren't the right strength in order to look at an eclipse. So therefore, you know, if you bought that, buyer beware, make sure that you had the right strength before looking at your eclipse. Because from what I understand, you know, once the moon is getting in front of the path of the sun, that's the time really not to look at it. The only time that you can actually look at it is when it's directly in the path of the sun. And that's really the only time that it would be safe to look at. Other than that, you're burning your eyes out. Don't do that. So have your special glasses on
in order to take
care of. Absolutely. So, but what a fun. We're going to take our kids. We're going to go up north with all the crazy traffic.
Don't tell everybody where, because I'll go.
And we're going to go check it out as well. We're going to make it kind of a big science experiment and make it, you know, a fun experience. So we hope that you do too. We hope that, you know, in and around the Kansas City area, that everybody stays safe on Monday. And that everyone is, you know, abides by the rules of the road and there's you know, no bad stuff that happens.
So be nice.
We hope that's all a good thing. So be nice and, you know, be courteous on the roads out there. So you know what? Everyone in the continental U.S. will see at least partial eclipse, which is really kind of cool. In fact, if there's clear skies on the eclipse day, the moon will cover at least 48% of the sun's surface. And that's even from the northern tip of Maine. So that's what's, you know, it's going to be a fun experience.
But they have lobster there, so it makes up for it.
Makes up for it. Wow. So I need to take a quick break here, Mr. Ford. You're listening to Keith Ford, and I'm Dixie Woolliford. We want you to stay tuned. We got to talk about most common questions asked about air conditioners. It's still hot out there. And then we're going to get into your flooding basements to take care of those sump pump issues. So if you can stay tuned for that. Also, give us a call now. If you haven't maintaining your air conditioner, call for your radio special. $59 air conditioner safety and clean check from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Call now, 913-825-6600, or go to thedixiedifference.com, and we'll get that scheduled up for you. So give that call right now. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford. Across from me is Dixie Woolliford.
And welcome back, folks, to APW. And we love doing this every weekend. even though you're shaking your head. You're shaking your head, yes.
You're not supposed to tell people I know, I'm doing stuff. That's the funny joke between us when they don't know.
Yeah. No, we really do love
like
doing
like when
this.
You say stop talking so much?
Right. Well, I just say don't say everything that's on your mind. You know,
yeah, I don't
just
have
hold
a good filter.
Some of it back.
I have a very old filter. It's kind of plugged.
Yeah, you need to change your filter. Yeah. And that's one of the things we're talking about.
Look at
is
that
one
segue.
Of the main questions, common questions folks ask us about their air conditioner. And, you know, which is, you know, why isn't it working or why isn't it working very well? And first thing I go is check your thermostat. Is the, you know, are the batteries dead? Do you have a blank screen on your thermostat? Wires could have gotten disconnected somehow, or you're just need to change your batteries out. So that's something very easy that you can do is replacing batteries. You can also see if there's a switch that has tripped and get that switched back
the
on.
The service switch.
And then in addition to that, we also talk about replacing filters. I'm just going to jump right there since you were just talking about that.
Go for it, mama.
Change your filters once a month unless you have, you know, a different type of filter that you can go 3 months or even, you know, 6 months depending on the type of filtration that you have for your home. But lots and lots and lots of you out there have just that standard 1-inch filter. You must replace it once a month because you're really damaging your air conditioner and furnace if you don't do that. And I think that's the thing that I always try to impress on folks is that they think it's to filter their air. And those 1-inch filters have nothing to do with filtering your air. They're there just really to protect the mechanical equipment in your house and to make sure that it works properly. So when you get too much dust, dirt, all that stuff, gunk on your air, that 1-inch air filter, because you're not replacing it, you are really damaging your system, shortening the life of your furnace and air conditioner. And by doing that, you're putting undue pressure on the mechanical equipment, especially like your blower motor. That's the motor that blows the air throughout your home. It's pushing the air through the ductwork. So if you've got a plugged up filter, it can't get the air that it needs to blow the air back throughout your home. So it is saying, what the heck? Clean me. And it's saying really easy. All you got to do is just change that air filter. So there's my pitch. Wag my finger at you. Change your air filters.
Actually, you are wagging there. Your finger.
Yes.
Change you were your doing filters. It the whole time.
Yeah. So, but it's just getting, and, you know, people don't do it because we're the same way. We get too busy. We forget when the last time it is that we've done it. We don't keep ourselves on a schedule, out of sight, out of mind. Understand that. Or we just didn't know. We didn't know enough to change it out. I don't know where to go get them at the big box store, which ones to buy. I'll make that really easy for you folks. So if you're listening right now and you don't know what filter to buy, give APW a call. We'll help you. We can actually sell those filters to you for less than the big box stores do, and we'll ship it right to your door. So, and real easy, we usually do them at 6 months supply, but we can do it a year supply. So they're already right there by your unit. All you just take it one right out of the box and put, you know, slide the old one out and put the new one in. That helps you with convenience of life, because that's generally why we don't change out our air filters and our air conditioners, is because it's, you know, it's inconvenient. So, but it literally takes seconds to do. So make sure you're taking care of your mechanical equipment. You know, another question I get, Keith?
No.
I know you get it too, is when should I replace my air conditioner? They always are like, if it's still blowing cold air, I don't really want to replace it. But if I had to, when is the time that we should actually do that? And really, obviously, first and foremost, you can look at the age of the air conditioner itself. The life expectancy there is anywhere from 10 to 20 years on an air conditioner.
Yeah, they say that, but basically 12 years.
Well, that's just
the 12-year mark is pretty.
Yeah, so pretty reasonable. And when we've replaced air conditioners that are 25 plus years old,
right, we've replaced them at 8 because right. They've destroyed.
Unfortunately, so if your air conditioner is more than 10 years old, you probably want to consider actually replacing it rather than putting bad money into repairing it it's good money into a bad repair, I should say, is that the replacement, you know, over the next few years of something that's going down may not be the best use of your money. So that's something to consider. If it's under 10 years old, I would definitely look at what the major issues are, but you're probably okay to put money into it. After that, definitely check into it. Rising energy bills. If you feel like several years have gone by and the energy bills have just increased way more than they used to be, that's because of your air conditioner and your furnace, and it would be time to replace it. The great thing is that in the last 10 years, and more recently, actually, in the last few years, there's been great advancements, especially in air conditioning, that really will drop your energy bills every single month. That really wasn't an option 10 years ago. So that's something, you know, we waited here just to get some equipment here. Was that last year? My time flies. Or last 2 years, we kind of waited because new equipment was coming out, and this was just in the last 2 years. We specifically waited. Our equipment was old and aging, and we waited and made sure that we got the new stuff, and that has greatly reduced our energy bills, and it pays for itself because of that. If you have leaking refrigerant, you're replacing refrigerant every season, that's the time to consider replacing it. Refrigerant is not cheap. And by putting that in every time, that is something that you should definitely consider. Not only is refrigerant expensive, but refrigerant leaks will cause the compressor to eventually go out. And the compressor is a major component in your air conditioner. So the type of refrigerant in your air conditioner needs may also cause your problems down the road because of the types of refrigerant
out
there.
Plus, you could be poisoning the air. I mean, refrigerant is a poison. And most of the time, it's leaking through the A coil or the evaporator coil on top of the furnace. And so when it does, obviously, that refrigerant gets in the air and it circulates through your house. So there is a health concern. I don't know what it is, but it can't be good. I mean,
right. So, no.
I ain't smart enough to know, but I know it's not good.
You are smart and you're being silly. But the EPA definitely knows. And so that's why they definitely want you to replace it. Okay, so we've got to take another break.
We're just
zooming through here with our information. We hope that we're talking about the eclipse on Monday. So if you get out there on Monday to see that, be safe on the road. And we're going to be coming back talking more about some common questions we get with air conditioning, because it's still hot out there. And then we're going to get into a lot of those questions about sump pump problems and what to do about it because of this rainy summer that we've had. So stay tuned. I'm Dixie Williford, and across from me is Keith Ford. And don't forget about your free estimate for furnace and an air conditioner, and then you get free duct sealant and air treatment. Call 913-825-6600. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back.
Well, thank you.
We're having fun. I always say we're having fun, because we are. We are talking about...
You make fun of me a lot. I don't know if we're having fun.
You know, you just make fun. Yeah. You know?
In the breaks, you say we're having fun, but you're having fun.
And maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
So
I can live with that.
We devoted the show to helping folks out with the most common questions with air conditioning and kind of answering those and hopefully educating and communicating those to you because those are questions that we get all the time about air conditioning. I also, in the segment, we're going to finish that up and head to sump pump problems and what to do about them because we've had some unusual rainy season through the summer here where it's just parts of the city just literally flooded
like
horribly. And yeah, well, some not well. We got a little bit, but nothing. And some of these homes really got it. And so it swelled with the flooding and then it kind of went away real quick. So I wanted to talk about that because I know that has been on the minds of lots of folks around Kansas City. So we got a question about why my air conditioner leaks condensation. Why is it leaking water? Should I be worried? Should they be worried, Keith?
Well, it depends on where that leak is from. And that's always the first question. You have your coil that sits on top of the furnace. It should be PVC pipe, but a lot of people have just plastic tube or rubber tube. And that water draining is normal because remember, in the summertime, we remove heat and we remove moisture from the air. So the moisture has to go somewhere, so we drain it.
So your air conditioner is a natural dehumidifier. So the longer it runs, it's actually pulling the humidity out of your air.
Yeah, and that's where good furnaces, blower motors run for long periods of time. That works well for you. Now, there are some occasions where your ductwork or the sheet metal is actually condensating. And what that is that's from, that can be a couple of things, but it's typically, it's going to be anything that sweats. It's the temperature differential from one room to the other. And so what you see a lot is where we'll get air passage that's coming from uninsulated areas. And so you get hot air hitting the ductwork and it'll cause sweating. We've seen it with ductwork that goes out into people's garages, which shouldn't be. Those should be sealed off. And then you see a lot of that where it'll draw heat or so forth from another room into where your ductwork is at, and it just causes it to sweat, like me.
Right. So clogged condensate lines are a bad thing. You were talking about that earlier. So the condensate lines are what draw the moisture that is being collected just down the drain. But if they get clogged, then it's going to back up into your furnace area and actually cause it to leak. So that's bad. That causes rusting. That causes premature malfunctions, you know, all bad stuff.
Right. And actually on our installs, we adjusted our installs. Now, as a company, we consider that we do some of the best installs that you can do across the country. And we take a great deal of pride in it. What we do is we run both drain lines, your primary and your secondary drain out of the coil in 3/4-inch PVC, and we run them separately all the way to the floor. And actually, we're starting to move a step further because one thing that, you know, Dixie and I look at in any aspect of what we do is how do we make stuff better? Is there a way? Are we doing it the best way possible? And that secondary drain line is to allow for overflow of water. It's also an indicator. It's supposed to indicate that there's a problem. So we are putting indicators in our secondary drain lines now that we'll be starting up that'll indicate that it's telling us that the primary got plugged and the secondary is being used. So we know that there's a problem sooner to protect your equipment. That's something else we're adding in.
And if you just tuned in, what we're talking about is if your air conditioner is actually leaking condensation, and should you be worried? And that's on the inside is really what we're talking about of your home, not the air conditioner unit that's on the outside. It's down where the furnace and the coil is. And one function of the air conditioner is to extract humidity from the air, like I spoke of earlier. So a bit of condensation is natural. However, leaks usually indicate that there is a problem with the way the condensate is actually draining. And we on our installs have the dual drain lines, which is not standard on most homes. That's something that we make sure is if the primary isn't working, that there is a secondary, if it's plugged or there's issues, that there's a secondary line that will take the condensation away from that area and drain it away properly.
Yeah, because you have to worry about your furnace rusting out. That's the biggest concern.
Water and metal just don't mix.
Yeah, the heat exchangers crack. Once they crack, they allow excess amount of oxygen, which creates carbon monoxide. Hence, you have bad air.
So another reason why your air conditioner could be leaking water is because it's a dirty or frozen evaporator coil. So this, again, sits above the furnace, usually in a lot of case coils, especially in this area, and they get really dirty. And you just don't know they're dirty because you can't see inside there. And when they get really dirty, then that puts undue pressure onto your unit, and that's what causes excess condensation. So that water, and again, water metal is bad. And that's where getting a tune-up from APW to clean out your system twice a year to make sure that it works at not optimal efficiency. That's one of the reasons why you do it, but also just to clean it. I mean, you clean your ceiling fans, hopefully, in your house. You dust your house. You clean your bathrooms. Make sure that you're cleaning your mechanical equipment, too. So just to plug in for a radio special, the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. You give a call. We'll take care of that for you. We really, and we don't do a 20-minute clean. Folks, if you're buying a what we call like an energy savings agreement or a tune-up from a company and they're in and out in 20 minutes, they're not doing you a service. They're not actually taking the time to clean it out properly. We usually are there for about an hour's worth of your time, and that to properly clean out your furnace and your air conditioner when there for whichever one we're there for. So make sure that you kind of, you know, it's good. That's where it's good to time your guy that's doing that kind of service for you, because if it is dirty, your coil and evaporator coil is dirty or other aspects of it, it will not work properly, your air conditioner.
Yeah, so last week I got a text from one of our service techs. He said a cat must have got into the coil.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? That's impossible. How can a cat get in the coil? So he started laughing, and he did LOL, of course. And then he sent me the picture, and it was so dirty, it looked like fur was on the coil. So he's referencing that a cat must have got in there. Yeah.
But it just hadn't been cleaned for years.
It was disgusting.
And I mean, customers don't necessarily know that need to be cleaned. So that's why we feel like we do a service by letting folks know that really need to clean out your air conditioner and furnace twice a year. Have a professional company come out and do it. It's not something you want to do if you're not in the industry. So have a company come out and do that like us. And then, of course, make sure you're changing out those air filters. Those air filters are really not, those 1-inch filters especially, are not for the quality of your air. They really are for protecting the mechanical equipment in your, and they need to be replaced every single month. So make sure that you do that. You call APW to get air filters shipped to your house. And if you're worried about the actual air quality, give us a call. We'd be happy to go over the products that we recommend that we have actually in our own home for our air treatment. So, yeah, that number is 913-825-6600, or you can go to thedixiedifference.com.
Yeah, air quality is a big deal. If you come over to our house, I mess up a lot of stuff, but the air quality is an area that I typically don't mess up on. It's just, I mean, if you do all the research on it, it's pretty bad, and it's getting worse. And I was telling you, or maybe I said this on the radio also, is that we were talking to a service techs, and we are trying to train them on understanding air quality. And we talked about how all the concern about their outdoor air, the world's environment, and the EPA from, you know, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever it was, is they went from 4 to 40 times more polluted.
The indoor air.
Indoor air is 4 to 40 times more polluted than the worst outdoor air. And now they've moved it up to this last year, 10 to 100 times worse.
The indoor air, and that comes right off the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency website.
Yeah, you
website.
Can look it up.
Yep. So, but you know, we've sealed up our homes so tight now, which is great for energy efficiency, but also has created other problems. So it's kind of always a side effect there. So I do want to jump to the other topic that we promised that we talk about.
I like sump pumps.
Which is sump pumps. And we do talk from time to time on these shows, especially in April. But we've had kind of a floody season throughout the summer here. And a good sump pump is a homeowner's first line of defense against a basement from flooding, whether it's caused by a storm or a plumbing leak. But when a sump pump fails on you, it could and can make the problem worse or cause flooding itself. So some folks have even experienced where they just had the malfunction of the sump pump. You never know how often or how hard your sump pump is working, because it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. It's just working its little horse away. and in the basement, you normally, you know, don't hear it, don't know that it's going off, and it could be working the heck over the last 5 years, and then suddenly fail on you when you think that it should have lasted 15 years. But that thing could have been working like crazy for you. So they are mechanical devices and therefore prone to malfunction, especially over time. So we're going to talk about why they fail and how they fail and how some good products to get back into. But we got to take another quick break already. And if you have questions about your air conditioner, your plumbing, hopefully not your furnace just quite yet, definitely give us a call at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling at 913-825-6600. Don't forget to also give us a call for that $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. Make sure you're taking care of it before summer is over so we can properly take and maintain your AC. So that would be 913-825-6600 is the number to call. Call now. I'm Dixie Williford. Across from me, Keith Ford. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And yes, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to share our knowledge and educate folks on great topics that we're talking about today.
Sure, another great topic. I was thinking this. You know, the show is kind of like the eclipse that's happening on Monday.
Right, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, you know why?
Why?
Because
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, you're like the sun.
Okay.
And I'm going to be like the moon.
Right, you're just getting in the way.
I usually try to block you out or mess it up. And you're like, get out of my way so I can shine.
Right.
So you shine, and I'm kind of this dark blob that gets in front of you.
Oh, my gosh. You are kind of a dark blob that gets in front of me.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because everybody says, I saw your wife.
You know what?
I saw your wife.
So you know what? Yeah, well. I want to remind folks, or just to remind that, Keith, you worked really, really hard last weekend.
I did.
Because we had our 15-year celebration of, you know, the start of APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling at our house. So we invited all of the folks from APW to come.
And I made pizzas for 4 hours.
Yep, so you stood in front of like a 900-degree pizza oven.
2,000-degree oven, yeah.
The outdoor pizza oven that you enjoyed building over the years. And everybody got to roll out their own pizza and put their own toppings in. It was a lot of fun. So
they're demanding people. I tell you what, man. You do a little bit
pizza.
And they want it instantly. I'm like, it does take a few moments to cook.
They're all staring at me. 2-3 minutes and you have a done pizza.
Yeah, yeah. I had a couple people help.
We had a lot of hungry people.
Yeah, we did. They ate a lot of pizza.
We rolled out a lot of pizza for sure.
Yeah, they did.
So 15 years. So officially that was in July. That 15 years, but we actually got to do kind of a fun celebration last weekend. So good job on making all those darn pizzas.
Oh, well, thank you.
You sweat a lot.
Every once in a while, somebody will say, I saw your wife on TV. I saw your wife. And every once in a while, you know what I say?
Nope.
That's my ex.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. They're like, that's what they do. What? I go, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Why would you say that?
That's my ex. Because they always ask me about you. So I'm like, what about me?
Oh my and Lord.
So what I have to do is to get some attention.
Oh
I go,
my gosh.
That's my ex. And they go, she is? And I'm like, no, it's my wife.
Wow. You're such a jerk. I just call it for what it is.
Yeah,
you are kind
of snorted.
Oh my Lord! you're the wizard behind the curtain. There you go, because you're doing so much. Always, you know, running around, making sure folks got quality installs taken care of, and service techs are doing a great job with what they need to be taken care of for customers. Making sure office is running properly, inventory is taken care of. There's a lot that goes into running APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. So, and you know what? I think we've been doing a good job over the last 15 years, but always hope to get better. And that's the great thing. I think that we will always push each other at APW is to always improve and become better. How can we better service the customer? What if there's a service that we've gotten from a company that we really enjoyed, we try to implement it at our company? I mean, I love every time I go to Chick-fil-A, you know, how they say, you know, thank you and you're welcome. They just use their manners, you know. My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Because I'll say thank you like 20 times, you know, to see how long they'll say my pleasure.
Just, I love it.
They get so annoyed
with
me.
And, you know, we just talk about that at APW all the time, about just making sure we always follow up with our verbiage with our customers, because it goes a long way. So, but we also have the opposite, you know, when we have an unpleasant experience, then we just look at it as business owners. Like, okay, wait a minute. Is that something that maybe we fail at APW and make sure that we implement, you know, good and positive changes? So
just real quick, you know what the funnest thing to do is?
No.
When you pull up and they said, oh, welcome to Chick-fil-A, can we help you? And I say, well, thank you. And then they have my pleasure. Can I take your order?
Again, so I'm going to go back to just like a minute ago. Oh. You're such a jerk.
I think it's really cool.
I was just trying to give compliments here, yeah. And then you just go back to being a jerk.
Yeah. You know what my sump pump, my favorite sump pump one is?
What's that?
Is when they have no water in their sump pump at all.
Oh, yeah?
And they say, yep, my sump pump works fine. There's right. never water in there. And I look at them, I go, do you know what the purpose of a sump pump is?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, in case you flood. I go, no, it's a drainage system. So if you don't have water in your sump pump and you put it in a sump pump, one of two things happen. Either you have bad drainage going into your sump pump, or your sump pump was installed incorrectly because it's not collecting drainage. So that's
the
one
main
thing
point
is,
there. There's no water running into the sump or the sump for the water to pump it out or right. the pump to pump the water out.
Right. So it's probably either installed incorrectly or it's being drained improperly. So just so you know, if it's like a desert inside that hole, there's a problem with that. Something could be going wrong that could be really horrible, especially to your foundation. So being full all the time or being empty is not a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Your sump pump actually can get some clogs in it as well. So that's a really, really bad thing. The sump pit, basically the hole in which the sump pump sits in, right, is what I'm yeah. talking about, gets clogged with dirt and debris. We've seen lots of funny things.
Dog toys,
over
socks.
The years that have fallen into it.
Right.
And sometimes we see that even in an enclosed. And we're like, how did this sock get in there? Because there's a cover over this. But anyway, it's, you know, here nor there. But
people are creative.
But
they do weird things.
Got to make sure that it's cleaned out. That's something you can do yourself. You don't have to have a professional like APW, but we certainly can look at that for you. But you can clean out your own sump pump and make sure that debris and potato chip bags or socks or dog toys have fallen into there. And make sure that stays clean, because the pump does not like that. Its sole purpose is to pump water only, not other stuff, meaning debris. And the pump's mechanical parts become clogged and dirty over time, especially if the sump sits straight against the bottom of a dirty sump pit where silt typically accumulates. So it's another thing, again, how you can clean all that out. The float switch, which turns the pump on and off as the water level changes, can also clog and jam. So make sure that it's working properly. And in the case of a cheaper sump pump model, switches can become jammed and tangled in the system and will either stop working or be stuck in the on position. So you don't want the sump pump just running nonstop. So, again, you can check that out yourself and make a difference with it.
Yeah, I was at one, and the sump pump, they had a clog in the sump pump line. He buried it, and so it was underground, and he had a problem because something collapsed in it. And so what happened is the sump pump got burnt up because it couldn't eject the water. So one of the things is when you're installing a sump pump, you should put an overflow into your sump pump drainage line. So what that means is your sump pump leaves the well, and it comes out the side of the house, you can actually put, it's like a T that gets placed in there, and it has like a grate over the top of it. And so if the line ever gets plugged, it allows for the water to overflow. So it tells you that there's a problem, but it makes it so it protects your sump pump so it doesn't get destroyed.
Exactly.
It's a very inexpensive add-on
with
the companies. So if you're using somebody or you're doing it yourself, add an overflow valve in there to allow that if the line ever gets plugged, that it'll overflow and you don't have to worry about it ruining your pump or flooding your house.
Absolutely. So if you have questions or you don't want to do the inspection of your sump pump yourself, call APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We'll do it for, you know, very inexpensive for you. And we can actually do it with a whole home plumbing inspection to take care of the sump pump as well. So, and that's for only for, I believe that's $125 for that. So definitely call in for that at 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com. We're just about out of time. I've enjoyed the show today. I hope you've gotten some great information. And we hope that if you get a chance to see the total eclipse happening on Monday, that you stay safe on the road there and back home.
Yeah, send us pictures of it. I want, if you get any good ones, I want to see some pictures come in to
thedixiedifference.com or apwplumbing@gmail.com. Have a great rest of the weekend. We are out of here.
Be safe.